You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your host, George Papazov.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast, helping you develop the winning mindset of professional traders. I am your host, George Papazov. If you have not already done so, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And if you're not a member in our free trading room, join us now at community.tradeproacademy.com and trade with our team every single day. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing the reality of online prop firms and getting funded as a trader. When should you consider this option? Do you need a funding firm? Are you ready to submit yourself to this challenge? And how to succeed if you do choose to proceed? It's a great episode. I'm really excited to get into it with you. But before we begin, I'd like to read out some words from a fellow listener so we can send them some positive vibes on their journey to success. This comes from Rikovic on iTunes. He says, "Seriously helpful. Thanks a lot for putting this podcast up. I'm on my first year of trading and listening to you guys really helped my psychology. Thank you guys, !!! Thank you, Rikovic, for leaving that review for us. I appreciate you and I send you positive vibes on your journey. And I'm super proud of you for dedicating to yourself and working towards your dreams. Now you get a chance to send us your thoughts and we'll give you a shout out on an upcoming episode. Now let's dive into today's topic on prop firms and the truth about them. I want to start out here. First and foremost, let's talk about the business model. What do these online prop firms do? What is a prop firm? Well, a prop firm stands for proprietary, bit of a tongue twister. You say it. You'll see. Don't laugh at me. It's a proprietary trading firm. And the idea is that they want to give you money to trade. All right? The idea is to get you to pass some kind of test, which will then qualify you to receive funding so you can take your trading to the next level. Really, prop firms have existed for decades. Right, in the heyday of them, the late 90s and early 2000s, prop firms were everywhere in Chicago, right, in the futures trading industry especially. But the model was different back then. The way it would work is you would be hired as a prop trader. Not everyone would get hired. You would have an interview. If you had a performance management type of role in the past, you'd likely get a good chance to at least be there for the interview and then to have a seat at the prop firm. But the idea behind it was to get guys who were from poker and ladies from poker background, sports, you know, or connections of the people who ran the firm or traders at the firm currently funded, to get you on the seat and to get you earning some money. But back then you had to pay. There was a cost. Different prop firms had different models. You'd have to pay $1,500 for your data fees, your computer system, all right? Also, you'd have to pay for the office rent, the lights, right, the insurance, what else did I miss, the water. Basically, you're paying for the space you're using. And then if you made money at the end of the month, that money would be split in half. So let's say the first month you trade, you made $2,000. And you would split that in half. The firm gets $1,000, you get $1,000. But net of fees, you're still down $500. All right, this is how it would work. It wouldn't necessarily come out of your pocket. But some firms would let you sit at the desk with no capital deposit. Others required you to have some kind of deposit, especially if you're coming in with more experience. And that would be your start. And from there, you'd get either a bigger cut than the 50% as you spent some more time in the firm. And you'd be able to trade bigger, right? Bigger size, bigger lots, you know, a less tight leash, a looser leash, if you will. These online prop firms these days are nothing like what it was in the past. I mean, back then, that was a true prop environment. Now, there are a lot of advantages, but let's talk about what a prop firm means in 2021, all right? They all differ in details, but really they operate similarly. What you do is you pay a monthly fee to get access to their simulated trading software. So basically, you pay money. A lot of them are subscription-based, $100 to $300 a month, depending on the account you're trying to qualify for. And if you meet like a stringent set of requirements for how you manage risk, how you're growing your capital, risk-adjusted capital growth, not just, oh, hey, here, you made some money and ignore the day you were down 30% of your whole balance, right? But if you're able to do risk-adjusted returns during the trial period, you know, they will fund your account. They'll give you money. But if you fail, you have to pay a reset fee to try again, or you wait until the next month your subscription renews, right? And so really what you're doing, if you break it down, is that you're paying to trade on a SIM account and paying to reset when you make mistakes in a demo environment, all right? If you pass, obviously, the promise is you're going to get funded. Hey, congratulations, you passed. You're now a professional trader. Welcome to the firm. Here's the money that we promised you. Now start making more and then take home a percentage of that. But what ends up happening, though, is when you're trading other people's money, and this is one part many people don't realize till it comes up to that point, right? You're paying the $150 a month for their trial period to qualify. And if you do get funded, all right, now what happens is you're paying $500 to $600, depending on what kind of market you trade, because your data fees increase. If you're a futures trader, it's, you know, the CME is happy to offer you a bundle for something like $30 US. You get all their markets. You get NYMEX, which is energy. You get COMEX, which is the gold market. CME, which is most of the equity products. Right, NYBOT, which is the bond, the fixed income market. So you get access to all these markets for $30. If you're a pro, you got to pay $100 for each of those I just mentioned. So if you just want to trade S&P 500, sure, it's only $100 data fee. But what if there's a news inventory day on Wednesday that you want to participate and S&P is slow and you're not making money just because you're trying to save on data fees? All right, so that's kind of the conundrum. Your costs go up because you're now a professional trader. What makes you a professional trader if you just qualified to get funded? Well, the fact that you're trading other people's money. In this industry, professional doesn't necessarily mean how successful you're at it. It just determines whether or not you're trading your own money or other people's money. If you're trading other people's money, opium's addictive, careful. If you're trading other people's money, you're considered a professional trader and now you have to pay the higher fees. All right. As a funded trader, you're going to get a profit split. Some firms online, because their costs are so low, allow you to keep as much as 80% of the returns. So in a traditional prop firm, that's unheard of for a new trader. It's usually 50% split off the start. And as you build seniority and success, you can negotiate that rate in latter years. The online prop firm, they give you 80% of every dollar you make, all right? But that's after qualifying. After you get through the period where you're trading on SIM and paying for it, right? Most revenue from these firms is gathered from reset fees. Like, I don't know if anyone's shocked at that. Really, the goal isn't to create funded traders. It's to, because think about this. You get funded, all right? You're going to have to get an independent contractor agreement that you sign. There's going to be some kind of onboarding. There's going to be an HR and administrative cost to managing your position. There's going to be a compliance role necessary as well to oversee your operations. Maybe a risk manager, full-time and on staff. There's these costs that are associated with you becoming funded. Now you're gonna get half, or you're gonna get 80%. The firm gets 20% of the revenue from you that you generate, but it would be a lot easier to collect reset fees, right? And not have to hire any of those people, wouldn't it? So really this is the reality of that industry, is that most of the revenue for these companies come from reset fees and the memberships that you pay trying to qualify for the promise of funding in a simulated account. So also another thing you need to realize is that most of the time the funding amount that they publish or advertise is often overstated, right? Versus the money that you would need to trade a similar size account. Let's just look at one example. I'm not throwing any names on here. You know, I appreciate these guys. In fact, we're partnered with one of these type prop firms. This is not where it comes from, out of integrity. I appreciate what they do and the business model they provide. Hey, at least it's their money. They get to decide who to give it to. And if you do pass, you will be funded. It's not a BS type of thing. All right, be careful, because not all of them do that. There have been a lot of cases in the past where even when you do get funded, they still keep you on a SIM account, hoping that you lose and don't have to pay you anything. All right, but let's take an example. One firm states that you get $75,000 in starting capital and you get to trade 9 futures contracts. So you look at that and say, wow, I qualify for $75,000. It's worth $150 a month, isn't it? Because if I have $75,000, that's a lot more money than I may have today. And I could bank on that success and I'll get repaid for this in spades many times over. All right. But 9 futures contracts on most brokers, you know, most brokers for the ES future require $500 to $1,000 of margin per contract. All right. Some lower, some higher, but on average, let's call it $1,000. All right. And that's above the average of the brokers that, you know, I trade with and research with. Mine's $400 per contract. Let's just call it $1,000. Let's get crazy here. So you really only need $4,500 at the $500 assumption or $9,000 for 9 contracts of your personal money to control or have the same access in your trading as you would a $75,000 account. And even when you do get funded, the rules don't disappear. There's still very strict rules of how much you could draw down, how much of your account you could lose before they cut you off. And so really, for a fraction of the price, you get access to the same amount of position size. And I think this is the part that excites a lot of newer traders who unfortunately don't know as much about the business. And we're going to get into that in a second. But let's do the math. Plus, you have to pay the monthly fee, still $150, plus a $100 reset fee every time you screw up. So let's say at this promise of a $75,000 account, you try for 4 months to get funded and you reset 8 times. You're motivated. You're committed. Nobody's questioning that aspect. You're going to make this work. So when you do make a mistake, you learn from it. Say, I'm going to move forward, pay the reset fee and not do that mistake again. So in 4 months, you try to get funded, you pay $150 a month and you reset 8 times. That's $1,400 out of your pocket. And 4 months of opportunity lost trading on a SIM account, and you paid for that experience, right? That's kind of the realization that I share with a lot of our traders. It's not that it isn't worth it. It just isn't for everyone. And the newer that you are, all right, the less worth it is for you. Because $1,400, and I'll share with this, I'll go in a little bit more detail, you could actually trade micro contracts. And we'll get into this a little bit, all right? So here's the truth. The rules are really strict at a lot of these companies, right? That if you can pass the funding test, let's assume you don't need 4 months. Let's assume you're a prodigy in the making here. You're going to pass this thing the first time around on the first month, total cost out of your pocket, $150. All right. The truth, though, is that if you could pass the funding test that easily, you don't need the funds. Right, the scale, the ability to trade and earn really good returns with a tiny account is so ridiculous that if you have a strategy with an edge, you could make the money on your own. You don't need the money. You could do it on your own. All right, and in fact, maybe even learn more. The reality is if you could make money that quickly, right, you could grow your own account, and these firms probably don't see a lot of value in you. Your lifetime client value won't be high because the reset fees are the revenue generator. All right, let me give you an example here. David. David was a former student of ours. He started in 2019, went through the futures course at 3, 4, 5 times with $500 US and made it to over $100,000 in 18 months. You know, if you thought I was going to tell you 4 months, you know, you've probably been listening to a lot of webinars out there on the interwebs. It took him 18 months, but from $500 to $100,000 in just 18 months. He got to keep all the money. He didn't have to pay the pro fees, and he learned a ton in the process. All right. So trading is not really a simulated hypothetical career. You only really learn when you're trading live. I think that's one part people miss. So the safety of being in a simulated account could really form some bad habits. Right? It gives you a way out. You say, if I screw up $100, I'll bounce back. But when you're trading live, it may not be $100. That might cost you thousands. That mistake that you make on the sim, you could buy your way out of for a fraction of the cost of what it often ends up really costing you in market losses. So it's really teaching you that there's a way out. It's really encoding a pattern in your brain that what you're doing is safe, because while you're in sim, you might be treating it like real money, but your subconscious mind knows you're not risking anything at all. It's a game. You can't fool your subconscious mind. It's fully present, fully aware. It processes 99.996% of all information. You're not going to fool that with your 0.004 logical factor. So here's the solution then. It isn't really a problem of, you know, whether or not you should get funded as a trader. I think the bigger problem and challenge for new traders is low funding. I'm really excited about this business. I really want to try it out. You know, I know you could do well. I'm passionate. I'm just excited. I want to do this, but you know, I don't have a ton of money saved up. So if you have low funds and want to trade live, I got a solution for you. Get ready to pull out your credit card. Just kidding. I highly recommend listening to episode 76, Tips and Tricks to Grow a Small Trading Account. All right, it's all about setting your expectations the right way the first time and focusing on learning, not earning. Learn how to manage risk. The money always follows. So another thing with these prop firms is that they really put pressure on you to perform, and it's great. Pressure for performance is fantastic. Number one, if you can handle it. Number two, if you're ready for it. All right, some people would fail at that test and assume that they're bad traders. Well, really, they just needed to give themselves some more time to see the results. And this forces you and pressures you into a situation that isn't optimal for your mindset, not at the beginning. Right, you should decide when to put pressure on yourself and not have it imposed on you on a daily basis. I'm just sharing the reality. And again, I'm not knocking any of these firms. Some of our traders at Trade Pro Academy have gone on and qualified at these prop firms and have crushed it. But what you got to realize is they did education component first and then qualified. And then from there, were able to hit success. They weren't the majority of people who go to these firms, pay reset fees until they blow their money that they had saved. And never traded live. Imagine that. Imagine losing $2,000 in reset fees with the promise of capital, and then you blow out, you don't have any money, you got to go back to work and start saving again, and you didn't even trade live. All right? So start trading the micro futures. This is really the biggest solution for you. If you have a small account, it's a mindset shift. You're not going to be making big money with a small account. All right? There's people who could teach you how to make big money with big money. All right, and there's people that could teach you how to make small money with small money. There are no people out there that could teach you how to make big money with small money in your account. It's just not possible. You're chasing a dream that ends up costing you, ironically, your success in the long term. What you want to do is start the micro futures. That's what David did. He had a risk tolerance of $50 a day. He said, look, $50, I can afford to lose every single day. If I lose it, I'm out. If I make it, I'm out. 1-to-1 risk ratio, lose 50 or gain 50. And you could start as low as a few $100s, right? This money will go much longer in terms of education than paying the sim trade, because you're not only learning about the market, the strategy, you're learning in real time about the psychology it takes to succeed, right? There's a saying, everybody wants to do lion stuff. Everyone wants to be a lion until it comes time to doing lion stuff, right? But when it comes time to doing lion stuff, you know, that's you trading live. That's it. That's the whole reason of this analogy is if you want experience, if you want to become a better trader, you got to trade. What do you got to trade? You got to do it live. Now, you don't have to blow away a lot of money, right? The goal is to make small mistakes, right? The only way to start, if you're starting for the first time as a brand new trader, is to start small. Believe me, it sounds foolish. I wish I had done this when I started. It sounds foolish for somebody to tell you that you should start with low expectations for profit because you're excited. Remember, we came to that conclusion. But it's the only way to do it. It's better to start small and scale with success than start big and lose a ton of money and get yourself in hot waters that you may not be prepared to deal with. All right, this business really has a nasty way of spitting and chewing people out when they come in with the wrong expectations. All right, so most traders that have succeeded, I'm not saying all, there are some exceptions out there. Most traders that succeed in this business do it starting small at some point. And the quicker you could get to trading small, the quicker you could actually get to trading big. Isn't that funny? Because at the beginning, what's important is that you learn cheap lessons and scale up when you've learned more than just starting out as a new person. Your goal as a new trader isn't to make money. Your goal as a new trader is not to make money, it's to learn, all right? And that's a reality. I wish I knew when I started. It took me a really long time. I traded for like 4 years trying to go for big gains. But this is 2001. There wasn't as much education. Back then, it was Forex. Markets were not as easily accessible online. All right. So all this being said, if you do choose to go to a prop firm anyways, said, I've heard what you said, George. That's fantastic. But I think I could do this. All right. I've put in some time to learn before. This isn't the first thing I'm going to do. It's not like I learned about trading last night at the bar and this morning I'm signing up for a prop account. All right. But if you put in the background work, if you've practiced already, if you've created the strategy and you still want to do it, here's how to do it properly. All right. And you know what TradePro Academy's Mind Over Markets podcast loves. If it's anything we love, it's a list. All right. I have 9 things prepared for you because I actually had 10, but I removed one because 10 is too rehearsed. It's too perfect. We're traders, for God's sake. Nothing's perfect, right? So if you choose to go to a prop firm anyways, this is how to do it properly. Number one, set a budget of the amount of money you're willing to invest in your funding journey, okay? Because if you don't know how much you're willing to lose, when you do lose it, you won't know when to stop. You'll continue to dig a hole. You'll start putting money on your credit card at that promise of a $75,000 account that's really $9,000 margin, right? Number two, decide what hours you want to trade and trade only those hours. The big problem is that traders change things too often and too many things at the same time. You need to have some consistency in your analysis, some consistency in what you're doing so you can analyze it and the data is comparable. If you're doing something different every single second, how are you supposed to know how that performs against a benchmark? You really can't benchmark yourself. So decide what hours you want to trade and only trade those hours. Learn that market inside and out for that time frame. Make it a job. Number three, create a trading plan before you subscribe, before you pay that money for your test account. When you subscribe, you should be ready to go with a plan that has an edge. Might not be profitable yet, or at least you don't know because you haven't been able to test it. But you have an action plan. You're not going to just go there and play a video game and gamble online. There's much more fun ways to do that than trading. All right, number four, compare all the prop trading firms and find the one that suits you best. They are all different. They're similar, but different. Some will fund you in Forex and futures, some only futures or some only Forex. Others might allow you to do stocks as well. All right, so do the research, what hours you want to work, and which one suits you best. It's that easy. Find the one not that is the cheapest, but has the requirements that are the most realistic. All right, because if you want to start a prop firm for just maximized revenue, like if I was to start a prop firm and the goal was to make a killing in that business, I'd make the rules so hard that I wouldn't be able to pass them. Right, I make the rules so hard you can only lose $1 any given day, but you got to make 10K a week. And that's just the start. That's just rule number one. There's 9 equally complicated rules. And I charge $700 a month, but you'd get a $10 million account if you passed. And if you do pass those rules, I'll give you $10 million, no problem. Right? You're a way better trader than probably the best traders on the planet. So compare all the firms, find the ones that work for you. Okay, number five. Execute with discipline. Just because you're on a simulator doesn't mean you have the free rein to go nuts. This isn't a game. Go for small wins regularly. Don't swing for big home runs. And think of it this way. If you were funding a trader, if you were the owner of this business, who would you give your money to? What type of trader would you look at and say, this guy embodies or this girl embodies every single thing that I want in a trader? They could manage my money for me. Because I believe they're going to make enough money that the 20% is worth me giving them that capital. All right, and be that trader. Be the trader that you would want to fund. Number six, don't just reset your account and do the same crap over again. All right, and you know, this sounds logical on a podcast, but when you're at home alone in your bedroom, you're down money and your subconscious says, I just want to win. You know, you're going to do it. You're going to reset and you're going to try again and blow it out again and reset and blow it out again. And really, you haven't changed a thing. So if you're going to reset your account, make sure you find out why you failed. because learning through failure is one of the most effective ways to do it. The traders who don't succeed are the ones who fail and don't learn. It isn't that successful traders haven't failed. It's that they've made that failure a learning opportunity. Believe me, they failed. We all fail our way to success in this business. Trading is a business where the only way to get to where you want is to fail your way into success. But if you do fail, make it a learning lesson before you reset. Otherwise, you're just throwing money out the window, right? Number 7, keep the spirits high and keep learning until you get funded or you blow your budget. Remember, rule number 1, set a budget. How much are you willing to invest? Let's say I'm going to put $1,000 into this journey. If I reset 10 times or X amount of months pass and I blow through $1,000, I'm done. This wasn't for me anyways. All right, because you're going to get to the point where you spend more on this than would be required to trade for yourself in a live environment. Don't spend more trading sim than it would cost you to get some real practical experience in a live account, because that's more important. All right. And when you do encounter the challenge, keep the spirit high. Remember, this is a low success rate endeavor you're going on. You've decided you want to do this route. All right. You would rather be given the money or earn it by qualification than saving it while you learn. So just know this is a high failure route. And even if you do fail at this, it doesn't mean you fail at trading. You're just failing at this way of trading, right? Very, very important. Keep the spirits high. You are going to encounter challenges, but as long as you're learning, at the end of the day, that's what you're paying for. All right, number 8, remember the goal to learn risk management. It's hard to learn risk management when you aren't really risking anything to your subconscious mind. But try to, out of this experience, get really the skill set of discipline. Get the skill set of formulating a plan, following it. And if that's all you get, that's good enough. And the last thing, number 9. How the prop firm journey ends for you isn't how the rest of your career will go. Just remember that. This isn't an evaluation of your self-worth. This is an evaluation of right now. Are you prepared enough to manage more money than you have? That's it. And if the answer is no, great. You have some learning opportunities to increase your abundance, your mindset, your skill set. And one day you could say, yes, I could trade more money. I'm prepared to trade more money than I currently have, which is why you would be going to one of these places. But I'll tell you this, at the end of the day, choosing whether to try a new prop firm, all right, or even to try out an online prop firm is a very personal decision. In my personal experience, since we're getting personal here, is, and from our current members also, by the way, who have gone through this, it isn't right for most people. I'm just being upfront and honest. And we do partner with one of these firms. If you guys are interested in this, you know, we are a partner of one firm that we gladly send our members to because we love the people, right? And we know they really fund them. There's no shenanigans. You pass the test. The rules are simple. You qualify. All right. And that firm is Top Step Trader. I'll put the link in the show notes. If you want to sign up, you can check it out. All right. But in my experience, it isn't right for most people. It ends up costing money and reinforcing bad behaviors. All right. That's really what it creates. It creates an undue pressure, an unnecessary pressure to earn money when your goal should be to learn. You're being evaluated on how you're earning as somebody that's brand new. Could you imagine, you know, I don't know, there's a wide audience that listens to this podcast, but let's imagine you want to get a summer job. Maybe you're a student, right? You want to get a summer job. Or maybe you're the parent of a student who wants to get a summer job. And they go in to be painters, all right? You're going to work a couple months, paint some houses, make some good money, and go back to school. No, you just want cash flow. And you show up on the first day, and somebody welcomes you, says, hey, welcome to Paint Pro Academy. Grab that stick there and keep painting on the wall. And then they just say, oh, no, you got to do better. You got to do better. Like, what am I doing wrong? You have to do better. This isn't a place to ask questions. You have to do better. I feel like that's what the experience is about. Some of these prop firms will offer education. They'll do webinars, etc. Most don't have a full-on curriculum. All right, it isn't a place to be educated. It's a place to go in to test yourself and get money. You got to come in educated. All right, So that's it. I mean, unless you're trading real money in real time, you're really not learning the real lesson. It feels a little bit gamified, like the gamification of trading. But I'd love to hear from you. What did you decide? How did you decide it? Are you going for it? Why or why not? Leave us a comment on the show notes on this episode at podcast.tradeproacademy.com, or just hit us up on Instagram or Twitter, Trade Pro Academy. All one word. We could pick up the conversation there. I'd love to hear from you. I would just want to know, what are some counterpoints? What made you decide to do this journey of online prop trading? And what made you decide you're not going to do it? No matter what you choose, I send you guys positive vibes and wish you the very best. And I hope you've enjoyed today's discussion. That's all for today's episode. And I thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, please share it with a friend or someone who would find this message helpful on their trading mindset journey. Also, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. The next one we read on the podcast could be yours. And don't forget to join our free trading room at community.tradeproacademy.com. I'll see you in there tomorrow morning, given that it's a trading day, and I look forward to chatting with you there. Until next time, Trade Pros, good luck and good trading. Take care and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.